Hello, I'm Grant Francis, and thank you for joining me for this very special show. The Young Carers Festival is a gathering of amazing young people, all with a care responsibility beyond their maturity. Every year, over the last weekend of June, the Children's Society and YMCA Fairthorn Group lay on a weekend of activities, entertainment and experiences, which is often the only time these young people get away from their adult responsibilities. It's their chance to be children for just a few short days and meet others in similar situations. As part of the festival, the dedicated radio station invites government ministers to talk to the young people. It's this meeting on the lawns of Fairthorn Manor that has influenced change, not just for young carers, but for everyone with a care responsibility. This year, the 20th anniversary of the festival, the theme was Fit for the Future, concentrating on physical and mental health while looking at the needs of young carers as they transition into adulthood. We welcomed Caroline Dynage, the Minister of State for Care, and I asked her what her role in government was all about.
This is my second year coming here. I loved it so much last year. Thank you for laying on the same weather. Very kind of you all to do that.
We do try.
Yeah, amazing. Well done. Very consistent. Like it. So I'm the Minister of State for Care at the Department of Health and Social Care. And I've got lots of different parts of my portfolio. I cover everything from adult social care through to end-of-life care through to patient safety in hospitals. But one of my favourite bits of my portfolio is carers and how we support the unpaid carers, those who look after others because they love them or because, you know, they've got such a sense of care for other people. And that's why I'm really, really chuffed to be here.
Okay, well, let's meet some of those young carers. And I'm just going to start in one corner and go all the way around. So I'm going to start to my left here. We've got Matt. Just tell us a little bit about you and what you're doing here at the festival this weekend.
Hello. I am here on volunteering with the Children's Society. I am a young adult carer now for my dad. I've been coming to the festival for about 7 years, and it all started around the age of 10 for me.
So your brother's here as well, as a young carer himself this year?
Yeah, my little brother's here. He's a young carer himself. Since I've now gone into work, it's put a lot more responsibility on him now.
All right, so this is Matt. We've got Melissa here as well. Melissa, tell us a bit about yourself and what you're doing here this weekend.
Hi, I'm Melissa. This is my seventh festival sort of as well. And this weekend I'm here as a volunteer, a young adult carer. I liked it so much coming as a young carer, I thought I'd come back every single year. So yeah.
And Chloe, who wasn't actually a young carer, but you came into care as a young adult carer not so long ago. Tell us a bit about yourself, Chloe.
So I'm Chloe, I'm 22, and I became a young adult carer when I was 18 while I was at university. I've since graduated, I'm now on a graduate internship, and I champion for young and young adult carers up and down the country.
Okay, so that's Chloe. Aaron is sat here. And Aaron, this is a few years in for you as well. We've got an extreme wealth of experience of young and adult carers here. Tell us about yourself.
I'm Aaron, and I transferred from young carers to young adult carers, and this is my first year of doing volunteering work.
Okay, now there's also a lot of backstories here at the Young Carers Festival. Everyone has got their tale, everyone has got their different needs and questions to put towards government and the ministers, but the backstory is the interesting thing as well. We've got Abby, who was a young carer, who is now a champion for young carers. Tell us about yourself.
Yeah, so I was a carer for the first 17 years of my life, but it wasn't good for me at all. It affected my mental health too much, and I had to go into care. I see it a lot now that a lot of young carers don't actually want to be caring for someone, and it's affecting them not only in their mental health, but in their studies, and in possibly affecting their future as well.
Now, this is something that works with our theme of the festival this year, Fit for the Future. It's not just about physical fitness, there's mental well-being as well. And this is something that we're going to come back to later in question time. Alicia's here, all the way from the Isle of Wight. Tell us about yourself, Alicia.
I'm Alicia, I'm 21. I have been a young carer since I was about 13. And
there's a few particular topics that you'd like to cover with government this year. Just allude slightly to what they are.
Mainly just housing and what support there can be and should be for young carers that are aging out of where they're currently living.
Okay, so housing is a big question, and it is something that everyone needs to consider when moving on in life. Charlie joins us as well. Now, Charlie is going to be the curveball of things, and I promise he will grill you, Caroline. So, Charlie, tell us about yourself.
So, as Grant said, I'm Charlie. I'm 22, and I became a young carer at the age of 4 for both of my parents, but wasn't actually identified until I was about 8 years old. So there was 4 years there where the effects of being a young carer went totally unchallenged by support networks.
Now, this is something that comes up in the new guidance that's been produced by the government in terms of identifying young carers, and we'll touch on that subject as well. And finally, we've got Alicia here at the Young Carers Festival. Tell us about yourself.
Hi, I'm Alicia. I'm 16, and I'm here this year as a young carer. And, God, what am I saying?
You're here as a young carer. You're still at school. You're doing GCSEs.
I finished my GCSEs. Woo. The other day, well, not the other day, the other week. So, woo to anyone in Year 11 who's finished their GCSEs, congratulations.
And especially those in Year 11 that have managed to do their GCSEs with the care responsibilities that you have as well.
Definitely. It was a bit of like being a young carer and trying to juggle exams, especially when you've got 24, 25 exams, as well as caring responsibilities when you get home. That revision, it becomes an absolute stress, and school is just not the best place when it comes to exams.
We'll come back to that in a moment, but for now we're going to take a short break. Caroline?
Just saying that Alicia and Charlie are being very modest, because they've also both helped advise the government. They're on the steering panel.
Yes, they are indeed. Yes.
The government. So they both are incredibly modest about what they do to support others.
Round of applause for Charlie and Alicia. Yes, let's do that. We will take a moment to listen back to a particular piece of audio that we make every year. We do a closing montage which looks back at some of the memories. And here's the one from last year.
Here at the Young Carers Festival, we don't need to hide or pretend. We don't have to explain what we do. We can be our age for 3 short days. Here, we are not judged. Here, we are all the same. This weekend, we can be free. We're strong because we stand together. Whatever the future holds, wherever our lives will lead us next, we are proud to be young carers.
I won't let them break me down to dust. I know that there's a place for us, for we are glorious.
No one ever made a difference by being like everyone else.
It's emotional, a roller coaster sometimes, but it's a good thing because you feel like you're helping someone that loves you and you love them.
I am brave, I am bruised, I am who I'm meant to be. This is me.
The noblest art is that of making others happy.
Then you get bullied for being different.
Hardly anyone knows that I'm a young carer. I don't tell them.
It's difficult at times, but it's quite fun. Just sort of being able to help out my parents and play with my siblings more and learn to understand them.
It just feels normal to me because I've done it pretty much all my life.
I find it's not the case that young carers don't want to do homework. It's just finding the time to do so.
It's normal. I'm used to it. 4 years now, so it just feels normal now.
Well, it just makes me feel like a normal kid.
If I don't see things improving, then I will move forward to legislate on it.
It can be stressful at times, but then, like, coming to a festival like this, you know that there's, like, other people that you can talk to and that.
Thank you for making it an amazing time, I guess. It's been really fun. I'm definitely coming back next year.
When I first moved to my secondary school, I made friends with this person, and he kept it quiet that he was a young carer, and now we're best of mates.
It feels like I'm not alone in the world.
When the sharpest words wanna cut me down, I'm gonna send a flood, gonna drown a man. This is brave, this is bruised, this is who I'm meant to be, this is me.
You don't need everyone to love you, just a few good people.
I'm
I used to feel alone, like no one knew what I was going through. Then I came here and I found people just like me. 1,000 other young carers who share 1,000,000 dreams of the world we're going to make.
Every night I lie in bed, the brightest colors fill my head. 1,000,000 dreams are keeping me awake. I think of what the world could be, a vision of the one I see. 1,000,000 dreams is all it's gonna take.
I wish for happiness like this to last forever.
The closing montage of 2018, and in that montage there was a particular piece that we want to allude to here, Caroline, and in it you said, if I don't see things improving, I'll move to legislate. What has improved in the last 12 months?
Well, I think we're on a good path now. I've had this job now for a little bit over 16 months, and when I first came into this role, the department were trying to pull together a carers action plan. It wasn't something that had ever been done before, and it took a few months to get it ready. And initially, the plan was very much geared towards the Department of Health and Social Care, which is my department. But actually, I said, well, hold on a minute, you know, where's the bit on young carers here? And they said, oh, that's the Department of Education. So we got the Department of Education in, and then I said, where's the bit for carers in employment? And they said, well, that's the Department for Business. You know what government's like, it all works in little silos. I said, where's the bit on business? They said, well, that's the Department for Business, so get them in. And we went on in the same vein, as you can imagine, 7 different governments department in the end helped me put together this paper. And it was finally published round about this time last year. I think we were talking about it coming out round about this time last year when I came here. And now it's been out, and as part of it, we've commissioned lots of different pieces of work on various stuff, which is really important, such as the transition from youth to adulthood for young carers, such as how we identify young carers better when they're in school, a lot of work on mental health, a lot of work on how we assess people better when they're getting slightly older to be able to help them as they move into adulthood, and then how we support grown-up carers as well. So we're beginning to see this work coming to fruition, and in September we'll have a sort of 1 year on meeting where we get together and we analyse. We've had brilliant support from people like Alicia and Charlie, but and, you know, lots of others as well, to help us really start moving it forward. It takes a long time in government. It's very frustrating. If you come from a business background like me, you're tearing your hair out because things take a long time. But I do feel we're beginning to make progress.
The iceberg is beginning to melt and it's starting to move forward. And now you did say that some research has been going on in government using and speaking with young carers and the Children's Society. And Charlie and Alicia are fundamental in that research that you've been doing as key young carers. Charlie's got some questions, of course, and I said you would be grilled. It could be a curveball. We might have some more questions further on. But Charlie, what would you like to put towards the Minister, towards Caroline today?
So, primarily, the question that stands is obviously you've made great strides in starting progress for young carers. You've made incredible motions in regards to the Young Carers Action Plan and the Oversight Committee that ensures that that's going ahead as would be expected. But if come September things still aren't really moving forward for young carers and you're continuing to hear the same problems from young carers forward and forward, that being identified is difficult, that support just doesn't exist in their area, or that other institutions outside of their young carer support groups just don't recognise them, would you still move to legislate?
I'm always against legislation as a means of trying to solve a problem. You want people to start solving problems because they realise it's an issue and they want to do it. But I always feel that at the end of the day, if we can't encourage people to make the right decisions and to put the right methods in place, then eventually we have to look for legislation. So there's a lot of new stuff that's coming out as part of a lot of the studies the Children's Society have done. One, I know you guys have been very heavily involved. Others, Carers Trust, have been doing some work as well. And once the those reports get published and the suggestions that they make get sort of passed around to all those that need to implement them, people like local authorities and different parts of government, I think we've got to leave a bit of time for it to bed in and see if it begins to make a difference. But I know full well that you guys will tell me if you don't think it's working. And I'm very passionate about it working, because do you know what? I feel that we have failed generations and generations of young carers, and I'm not going to let us fail another generation.
We're 20 years into the Young Carers Festival. It's 20 years ago this weekend that all of this began, with just 600 young carers in this very field, to sit down and talk about the issues that affect not just young carers, but young people as well, because it's a wider thing that happens. And Alicia is 16. You've just finished your exams, and not only have you been doing your exams, but you've also been advising government, which is a very big hat to wear, really, isn't it? And you've got some further questions based on that.
Regarding, obviously, with everything going on with the Tory leadership contest, what happens if, within the cabinet reshuffle, you don't remain Minister for Health and Social Care?
That's a very good point.
Thank you for reminding.
Change happens.
Thank you for reminding me, Alicia. I should say also that the fact that Alicia and Charlie are on that panel largely grew out of me coming to this meeting last year, right? Because they said, why aren't there young people on the steering group? And we went, that's a great idea. Let's do it. Come on then. So we will know in about 3 or 4 weeks' time. There'll be a new leader of the Conservative Party, a new Prime Minister, and they, of course, will build their own cabinet and their own team of ministers. And there is a possibility that I will no longer be the Minister for Care. But you can bet your life, whoever is...
they're going to get a very long email and handover.
First of all, they're going to be my new best friend. And secondly, if I end up on the backbenches, it then gives me the opportunity to be able to speak out about things from a backbench position. It enables me to not necessarily be part of the government, but to be one of those that holds the government to account. So from the other side of the tracks, I will be there. This will be one of my things that I will prioritise as a backbencher.
Do you think your voice could be louder from the backbenches?
As a minister, obviously, you get the opportunity to bring forward things like the Carers Action Plan. You get to actually be able to change government policy. You get to be able to bring forward legislation, and I've put forward some legislation already this year. So you do get to do that. As a backbench MP, you have slightly less power to actually change things, but you do have a lot of power to bring people's attention to things that need changing and to really nag the government into changing things that you feel aren't right. So, you know, I don't see any of it as having a downside. You've got powers and abilities within every role within Parliament, and you just need to use them to the best of your ability.
This is Question Time, produced by YCFM, the official radio station of the Young Carers Festival. This year was the 20th anniversary of the festival, and we'll be back in just a few moments' time speaking to Aaron about the transition between being a young carer and a young adult carer.